Assange's case now. Well, you know, like I said, Correa made a few gutsy moves that were could show you that he was not going to just give up Assange just under U.S. pressure. I mean, Correa defaulted on a third of its external debt. It expelled the U.S. military base from Ecuador. It was strongly supportive of Chavez. You know, it was part of the ALBA alliance. So he definitely, Correa's outlook, his basic philosophy is that sovereignty is crucial to development. You know, without sovereignty, we will adopt policies as we did in the neoliberal era that just destroy us. We need a sovereign government, and so sovereignty was important to them. So when the Assange's case, fell in their lap, you know, they actually looked at it and saw that there were no assurances that Assange would not end up being tortured or imprisoned for being a journalist. You know, Sweden refused to give assurances, and UK has now refused to give assurances that he wouldn't be extradited for being a journalist. So I don't think it's a huge factor in domestic politics, really. But it's for Korea, I think it was important just as an assertion of sovereignty, and I think he took a position that no, I'm not going to turn up, give this guy up. Just because the U.S. wants them, you know, or Britain leans on me to do it, and they did lean on them, and they, to them, it's very important that that the countries have sovereignty, and that's something that I think in the rich countries we take that for granted. You know, we take for granted, I think, to an extent that our leaders aren't just going to be, we aren't going to have violent movements funded by outsiders overthrow our governments. I mean, there's all this hysteria about Russian interference, hacking, or whatever, trolls. I mean, but that's a joke compared to what the United States and other countries have done in Latin America. You know, funded violent, they funded coups, perpetrated coups. in Haiti, the U.S. troops actually kidnapped the democratically elected president of the country. So, you know, the violations of sovereignty are just, well, of course, you know, the invasion of Iraq and other things, you know, the invasion of Panama that the recently departed George H.W. Bush perpetrated. So, fighting for sovereignty is something that they see as crucial.